Hour number three on the program. Welcome inside Studio 208 here on WBAL. And a year ago, almost probably to the day, we were joined by, at that time, an absolute professional rookie and Orioles prospect, Dylan Bundy. Now a year later, now at the age of 20, he joins us again. Dylan, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, tell us about the last year of your life. I know it's been a lot to take in, from the signing to all the hype surrounding your abilities to going to your first spring training and then having to perform really last year through four different levels of baseball.
Yeah, it was definitely a roller coaster, you know, going from stop to stop in the minor leagues, low A, high A, double A, big leagues. But I enjoyed it a lot. It was real fun, you know. Finally getting my dream was to play in the big leagues, and hopefully I can, you know, revisit that this year and start my long career.
Before we get to your big league debut in Fenway Park, September 23rd, let's start talking about what happened in the South Atlantic League. Were you nervous before your first start for the Shorebirds?
I wouldn't say nervous, but you did have that feeling in your stomach where you're really excited, you know, like a little kid coming down for Christmas morning. That's really the best way to describe it.
Well, your numbers didn't have anything near nervous, it seems. It doesn't get any better than this. And I'm just going to say the numbers out loud. 8 games, all starts, 30 innings, 5 hits allowed in 30 innings, just 2 runs, none of them were earned, of course, and 40 strikeouts. I mean, you could send down probably half of the American League starters and their numbers wouldn't come anywhere close. Maybe not an American League starter could go 8 games without allowing earned run in that league.
I mean, it was early, you know, right out of spring training, you know, everybody's starting to get their feet wet in pro ball, and I was throwing hard, you know, I was commanding the fastball and trying to develop a changeup down there. That was the hardest thing for me to learn in low A, was how to throw a changeup to which batters and what part of the count I can throw it in.
What about the adjustment of the bus rides, the travel, being so far away from home? At this point, you went from spring training to there. I imagine that was something totally different in your life.
Definitely. In low A, you know, we had a couple 13-hour bus rides, and I was not used to that one bit. In high school, we made one trip that was 24 hours to Orlando, actually, from Oklahoma. But we stayed there for a week, so it wasn't, you know, you drive 13 hours, play 3 games, and then drive back. And it definitely took some getting used to.
What is Dylan Bundy doing a bus ride that's 13 hours long?
I just try to do something on my iPad. You know, I'm not a big sleeper. I mean, I can't really sleep that much on a bus or in a car, so just, you know, doodle around on your iPad a little bit, watch some TV shows or something.
You go to the Carolina League, Frederick, and you were challenged there. I mean, your numbers are great, but you were challenged there in 12 starts, a 2.84 ERA, 57 innings, 48 hits, and still about the same over a strikeout per 9 innings. What are the challenges of the Carolina League?
I mean, obviously, each level you go up is a little bit better. You know, of course, the big leagues is the ultimate goal, but strike zone, you could say, is a little bit smaller. The hitters, you know, they were a tad bit more patient. But really, I mean, I guess, you know, it's just a long season, and I don't really know how to explain it.
And then in the Eastern League, challenge yet again. You go into the postseason with the Bay Sox, and you had a 3.24 ERA in 3 starts. You said during the mini camp at Camden Yards, at that point, you did feel a little fatigued. Is that fair to say?
I mean, yeah, you can call it fatigue. You know, I think it was just the everyday part of going to the field every day for 6 months, 7 months, including spring training, you know, in high school ball. You know, you play for 2 months, and that's it, basically, and then you go to summer league after a month off. So basically the grind of being at the ballpark every single day for 7 months.
Dylan Bundy with us here on Sportsline on WBAL. All right, you're called up. Were you surprised by getting that call? And tell us about that day.
Definitely, you know, after the Bowie playoffs in Akron, Ohio, I got sent down to instructional league to get more innings, and I was fine with that. You know, I needed to get through more innings. So I throw, I think, 1 or 2 games down there, 3 or 4 innings apiece. And I'm in my hotel room with my roommate, Joe Oliveira, and next thing you know, we got a call at 4 a.m., and I wasn't going to answer that phone call. I mean, at 4 in the morning, I'm trying to sleep, you know.
Right.
So he answered it, and the next thing you know, he was like, "Dylan, it's for you." And first thing I thought, I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I getting a call at 4 in the morning, you know? And
nothing good happens at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, it was our minor league coordinator, and he goes, "Dylan, get your stuff packed. You're going to the big leagues in Seattle. They had an 18-inning game, and they want to call you up." And I was like, "You know, are you messing with me?" And he's like, "No, I'm not going to mess with you at 4 in the morning." So basically, he told me to meet me down at the lobby at 5:45 to get on a 7 a.m. flight. I was down there at 4:45 ready to go. So next thing you know, I try to call my family, my coaches, my friends, see how many people I could get up there to Seattle to hopefully see me pitch.
All right, so you get called up. And then at that point, I remember pretty well, there's no guarantee you're getting into a game. The Orioles are in the thick of this playoff race. Every game matters so much. They have a lot of pitchers because it's September call-ups they can choose from. And in a game where I think they're going for the sweep against Boston, in a pretty close game late, they bring you in for your first major league appearance. Fenway Park, the Boston Red Sox, one of the most prestigious franchises in the history of pro sports in America. What are you thinking?
All right, well, let's just set the scene a little bit. Brian Mattis actually went into the game. You know, I think it was the late seventh or early eighth inning when he went in. And, of course, I'm just sitting in the bullpen. You know, I was stretching a little bit, getting up, walking around. But next thing you know, Tommy Hunter says, "Bundy." And I'm like, "What? What do I do?" And I didn't know I was getting called in. And he told me to go warm up. Next thing you know, I couldn't find my glove. I had glasses on my hat that weren't mine. They were Troy Patton's. I was just a mess. You know, I had no idea what I was doing. Luckily, you know, Darren O'Day took the glasses off my head. I found my glove, and I was doing my starting routine where I do some curl hops to warm up to throw. And Tommy Hunter told me to get on the rubber and throw pitches because I'm going in. And I threw six pitches in the bullpen, and I told Billy Castro I was ready to go. And I wasn't. But I felt like it.
So the adrenaline is running through the veins at this point. Is that your first ever relief appearance?
In pro ball,
in
yes.
Pro ball?
High school, I did it a couple times in high school, not many.
But so that all by itself is something new for you at this point. You have this routine that you go through. Next thing you know, you throw six warm-up pitches, and you are on the bump at Fenway Park?
Yeah, definitely. Longest run ever from the outfield to the mound.
How close did that monster look from the mound there?
Very close. It didn't look like 300 feet.
That's what most people say. And then tell us about that outing. You get in the game, and what happens?
Yeah, we had a guy on second base with one out, and I think I faced Kevin Lavernway. And my next guy was Danny Valencia, which was kind of ironic. Luckily, I got one long fly out to center. I actually thought it was a home run, a 1-0 fastball right in the middle, and he got a hold of it. But luckily, Adam Jones got to it. And then threw a fastball low and away to Danny, and he popped out to right.
And then you get a second appearance in the big leagues. This one a little different at Camden Yards. And again, a situation where you don't know what's going to happen. The Orioles lose this game. I think at that point in the game, they were just trying to keep it. I think they were down 4-0. This is 2 days later. So you're on this five, you know, every fifth day thing for the entire season. You're pitching in Baltimore against the Blue Jays 2 days later. And in this game, you fare for a full one inning and you allow one hit. And you walk one. Tell us about that game at Camden Yards. Just pitching on a mound you'll probably be on for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was a little bit more, not as nervous going into that game. You know, I had one relief appearance already, and they called me in. We were down 4-0 in the top of the ninth, I think, is when I went in. And the goal was just to keep it close as possible. And I don't know exactly how it went, but I did get into some trouble. I had guys on first and second. And then, luckily, on a 3-0 pitch, Kobe Rasmus grounded out into a double play in the inning.
When we come back with Dylan Bundy, we'll talk to him about the adjustments he's made since last year, that innings limit for this year, and we'll talk to him about spring training 2013. Oh, by the way, Dylan's starting Saturday night. You can hear that game right here on WBAL. We're back with more next.